Hello and welcome to Age Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, and Reclaim Your Energy. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host, and I am so glad that you're here with us today. I am particularly excited about today's guest. We have Em Gray with us. Em, hello and welcome.
Thanks, Leanne. I'm very excited to be here. As you read that intro, I'm just trying to successfully hide the there's a box behind me and there's my laundry behind me on a drying rack. So if I stand like this, it looks like I've aced my space.
Well, it looks like you aced your space and you're also doing like the power stance. So it's like, yeah, I mean, you got it going on. So first of all, I want to introduce you guys to Em because I've got her little biography here. But it just encapsulates her so well. I must read it. So your official fancy bio, with a past career on Wall Street as a vice president of communications and change management, Em brings her win them over know-how, delightful enthusiasm, and everyday wit to encourage women to use their influence for good. She is a speaker, small business coach, and impact entrepreneur on a mission to equip women to change, create change, and come alive. From Wall Street to the streets with no name, you can find Emily traveling in developing nations to find gorgeous goods for her downtown Raleigh, North Carolina boutique and online shop, The Flourish Market. Her latest venture, The Locality, a co-working space and incubator for 60 female entrepreneurs, opened in the summer of 2019 with membership spots selling out before construction even started. And I know this because I was one of the people that jumped into that offering. Providing that women are realizing life and business are not meant to be done alone. But let me tell you, what she's really known for is making people laugh and cry almost simultaneously, crafting killer cocktails, doing a pretty epic worm, we may have to see that, dishing out tough love in a non-judgmental way and inspiring action. And so that is one thing that I'm so excited about is inspiring you guys, our listeners, to action to clear whatever clutter it is that you have in your life. So, Em, there you go. After that, those long words, tell us a little bit more how you got into doing what you're doing.
Yeah, someone told me the other day, you don't like look like a Wall Street vice president. And I was like, is it my like bump in my hair or like the way I dress in bright colors? I grew up in Eastern North Carolina. So Leanne and I are based in Raleigh. And, you know, I had like a normal childhood. I was really into dance. That's what I was great at. And I think to buck the trend, you know, I was really smart in school. You know, and everyone was like, you need to be this, you need to be that, you need to be this. And I was like, meh, whatever, I'm going to bust out of this small town. And so I went to college on a dance scholarship. So I dreamed of being Britney Spears' backup dancer because back in my day, she was the big deal, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? But I ended up getting hurt in college and just falling into the business major because I think everyone at the Career Center at my college, I went to college at Elon University, which is in the western part of North Carolina. I think they were all just like, what are we going to do with this girl? But I fell into a major that I loved. I ended up majoring in sales, which was part of the business major, and marketing. And it really was based on the psychology of understanding how you can show up and help people in this world. So growing up, I thought sales was like the sleazy car salesman, you know, the way the movies painted them. And I realized there was a lot of good I could do in the world if I understood what people's like true setbacks were, right? And so I ended up just falling into a job. I fell into the major, I fell into then a job right out of school with a Swiss investment bank that took me for 8 years living in London, working all over the world in Asia, Switzerland, Poland, New York City, everywhere imaginable. And I got this incredible skill set. But what was cool about living in London is you get like 6 to 8 weeks vacation waiting for America to take a hint on that. But I spent a lot of that time volunteering in the developing world using the skill set I had honed in corporate of winning people over, sales, mindset, all of that, and helping nonprofits win people over to their fundraising efforts, helping these fair trade brands, these brands that were offering dignified jobs and helping women change their communities. help them get people interested in buying their Fairly Made products, their jewelry, their shoes, their bags. And I realized I can like really make an impact. Like it felt mm-hmm. like an internal impact doing that versus what I was doing. And so it's not that I hated my corporate job. I loved it. I was in all the programs for women, the advancement programs. I love my team. I got treated very well. I don't have the horror stories that most people do. I mean, I have a couple, but that comes with any job, right?
Of course.
And so it kind of tore me apart to leave. But at the age of 30, I have what I call a third of life crisis. And I feel like I've read like people kind of go through this every 7 years or so. Like you get like restless with where you are.
Yes.
Kind of like your hair changes every 7 years.
Yes, yes.
Like mm-hmm. nature telling us to shake things up a little bit, to mix it up for ourselves and be courageous and do something new. But that was at the age of 30, and I walked away from my corporate job, my safe corporate job that I was so good at, and it shocked people. And I didn't exactly know what was next, but I was obsessed with the tiny house shows at the time. Anyone else? How do you?
Yes, yes.
For your clutter, right?
To move love into those. Love those. Yes.
And one night on Pinterest, as I was searching tiny houses, I saw something I never heard of was called a fashion truck. So it was a little mini boutique on wheels, and that's when it clicked for me. Of like, I've always loved fashion. I have all these contacts, you know, making Fairly Made goods. What if I did a fair trade fashion truck where I could buy for my friends abroad, and they're doing incredible work all over the world. There's, you know, fair trade, great nonprofits in the US as well, doing great work with marginalized people groups. What if I bought from them, put it all in the back of a truck and drove around town? I wonder if women would be interested in using their purchasing power for good. And everyone thought I was crazy. But it ended up working. And that was October of 2015. So for the first year, the Flourish Market was a little boutique on wheels, a fashion truck, if you will. And in November 2016, we opened our first brick and mortar store. Mm-hmm. And then last year, so we're almost been in business 5 years. We opened a 3,500 square foot store. If you don't mm-hmm. know, it's big. It's 3.5 times the size of our old store. But now we carry over 60 brands, all of which have a bigger purpose that are showing up in the world in really cool ways. So we're a women's and gifts boutique. We are a brick and mortar store. You know, we're not really flooded with traffic right now because of something called COVID, but we've made it really easy for people to shop online, and we ship out every day all over the US. And it's cool because I've gotten to see so many women that have felt like, you know, when they first started shopping with us, this one purchase doesn't matter. It's just a necklace. They followed with us and they get all their gifts from us now. And they've tracked with these artists and groups we partner with. And they're like, my purchase helped. Like a real woman. My purchase right. helped like Chelsea in Nashville. That's insane. And they've become a bigger part of our story. And our mission has always been to create a snowball effect. So don't just purchase mm-hmm. with us, but when you wear the products that we sell, like let it remind you that you can do good in this mm-hmm. world. And we've just seen it snowball into other areas of their life. So it's been really rewarding. I think I have a sneeze coming on. Maybe not. It's been really rewarding, and as part of that move, I got to roll out the locality, our co-working space. We took it virtual because of COVID, and it's been some of the most rewarding 3 to 4 months of my life, journeying with female entrepreneurs through a global pandemic, a racial revolution, navigating all the things that 2020 has brought to us. And you know, I love it all. I feel really lucky. This sounds crazy, but I get up in the morning, really excited to do my job, no matter how overwhelming the world has gotten. I feel very lucky to get to bear witness to women showing up in the world, how they're called to show up. So it's a cool gig. It's a really cool gig.
Yes. Well, a couple of things. There's a lot to unpack there. A couple of things. So first of all, yes, I am so fond of the Flourish Market. And for you guys, well, you know, I know we've got people watching for all over the world. I'm going to absolutely put a link because they sell online as well. But, you know, you mentioned like pivoting with COVID-19. I know that one thing that you did, and that just, it kind of reminds me, is like so often, when women are, or when we're looking at clutter and we don't know what to do, we're stopped and we're stuck. And if we may start on one, you know, on down one decluttering path, it doesn't work. We don't know what to do. Well, you guys were stopped by COVID and you pivoted. You did these amazing, like they did like $29.99. And I think probably they are still on your website and will probably be on the website when this airs, like little, you know, treat yourself boxes. And that was like, so like how you just shifted that and had those for people. You did not stop. You were not stopped by the clutter of COVID that got in the way of you.
The clutter of COVID. That's a real thing. That is a real thing. No, we couldn't be stopped. We didn't have the opportunity to be stopped. There's a lot on the line with our business. Every business, truly. For us personally, you know, we are the biggest buyer for like at least 2/3 of our brands. Mm-hmm. Real people with real jobs. And our economy went to a halt. That happened all over the world. The difference is for most of our groups, they are in the developing world. And so when things halt and they can't get paid, you know, in one of our countries where we work in that community, there were food riots because people couldn't feed their kids. And so they were so desperate, they were breaking in places for food. And sadly, that happens in the U.S. here. Like, I just want to give like context to what was on the line. And I think that is what drives me every morning, but that can drive every woman. Not that they partner with, you know, someone who's in that situation, but like, if we truly lived life, like we mattered, like our impact mattered, we couldn't be stopped by anything.
Yes. I love that. I got to write that down.
I don't know what I just said, but I meant it.
I love it. It's perfect. So, now the title of this online show is Ace Your Space. Declutter your life, free your time, reclaim your energy. So, Em, let me ask you, what is Ace Your Space, or what is the title of this series? What does that mean to you? What does it call to mind when I ask you about that?
Ace Your Space. Mm-hmm. I feel like I made a move. It was just across the hall in my apartment complex last month, and I made a rule. I was like, there's never been a better time to declutter. And because I'm like, I'm running full throttle. We're in a global pandemic. We're in a racial revolution. I'm running 3 different businesses. A lot's being asked of me right now, and I want to lean into it. And you know what? Every freaking article I read says your physical space indicates how well you're going to do mentally. And guess what? I want to be able to show up. So I decided that probably all these hundreds of articles and stats are probably correct, and I can do something about that. That is in my control. There's so much out of my control right now. My physical space is in my control. It didn't feel like it, but that was the truth. I had so many things from different seasons of life. And so I just decided, all right. And places were closed for donations. I figured it out. I called around. I was like, can I make an appointment? And I got rid of everything that didn't bring me joy. Ace Your Space means to me that you get up, it's decluttered, you look around, and it's things that bring you joy. And all this thing, like the clothes, I was like, maybe I'll wear that one day. No, I haven't worn it in the last 6 months. It's gone. Like the books that I've already read, let me gift these to friends so they can enjoy them. The things that I stuck or that I kept around, so like, maybe I'll like put them on the wall one day. No, you haven't done it. Get rid of them. If you want to put something on the wall, it's not that, because you would have been more excited and already put it up. And so Ace Your Space meant I'm relying on my friend who's a designer to come and help me figure out where to put stuff on the wall. She's coming this Wednesday. It's her birthday gift to me. I'm so excited. So Ace Your Space, like you want to get up and you want to feel alive, alive where you live. Because right now, I don't know about you, I'm trapped inside much of my day. I own a boutique. I'm not there a ton. Yes. We're swapping out for safety reasons, but there's never been a better time, more needed time, to acknowledge all these things we keep hearing about clutter. Mm-hmm. That is the truth, y'all. And we need to get free from that. We need to get free from that so we can show up. Because the year 2020, I know my great nieces and nephews are going to call and interview me. They're going to call and interview me for their school project one day about what it was like to live through 2020. They are. I know it. It's going to be in the chapter books, in their books. In fourth grade, they're going to call me. And I want to be able to say that I showed up, and here's how I showed up, because I want to be able to inspire them to do that in their own ways. And it may sound silly, but when my house was so like everything was everywhere, my apartment, everything was everywhere, that really it just bared down on me. It bared down on me. And so for the last month that I've been living in my new space, which barely anything made it in, I feel alive. I feel alive, and like I'm much more easily able to mentally tackle everything that's in front of me.
Well, now, so I'm wondering, you've just undertaken a task to really ace your space and get rid of that physical clutter that was in your way. Can you think back on how perhaps it was more adversely impacting you when it was there?
Yeah.
In your space? How was it impacting you?
For one, I looked around and saw a mental to-do list at all times. Mm-hmm. I literally saw what I hadn't gotten to. That weighs down on you. I don't know if I'm speaking for me, that weighs down on me. Looking around and thinking, oh, I still haven't gotten to that. I should be doing this. I should be doing this. And it was just a mental reminder of like what I haven't gotten to. It also gave me like an undercurrent of anxiety in my life for sure, because I made it to be this big thing of like, it's going to take me like a month to declutter, and it's going to take me like 5 days straight every month to do it, when that actually wasn't true at all. I don't care how much stuff you have. Like, right. It's not going to take like 5 days every week for a month or whatever it is. It's just not right. And I think also like there was just stuff I needed to let go of. Mm-hmm. Stuff in different seasons of life that I was, well, I don't want to be wasteful. Or I think that, you know, I paid a lot for that, or this person gave me that and that's really special. And it's like, well, it's not on the wall or up anywhere. Like, why am I keeping it? And like, I need to like pass that on, and it can be loved in someone else's home or family.
Perfect. I love that. You know, and what you mentioned about looking around and just seeing the to-do list, that's so true. Your tolerations. There were all those things you were tolerating in your life. And it really does. Now my view of clutter is really anything that gets in the way of you and your goals and dreams. And it takes up physical and mental bandwidth. And it really does. Even when people say that their clutter does not bother them, it's, you know, you mentioned that seeing the to-do list, it's like your brain has to filter through those things to be able to focus on what it wants to. So even if you think that your clutter is not impacting you, it really is. So I'm so glad that you shared that. That's like so cool. So now, like I mentioned a second ago, it's like clutter is really anything that gets in the way. So like I can, you know, I can spin COVID into clutter, you know, like I did. And it really is anything. I can spin anything into clutter because everything is clutter. But now, often, you know, clutter is what stops us from getting to where we want to get. What would you say that you think stops women from achieving or even going for their goals and dreams? What sort of things do you see stops them?
I can tell you because they've told me for years.
Yes.
It's fear.
Okay.
Fear. Fear of what other people will think. Fear that they're not good enough. Fear that they're not up for the challenge. These are the women that follow me. So every 6 months for the past 5 years, I've done a 2-question survey that thousands of women have responded to over the years. And, you know, I do it every January and every July. We trade women that are part of our Flourish family with the Flourish Market, a 15% off coupon. So if they answer a 2-question survey, they get a 15% off coupon they can use for a month. But, you know, all they have to type in is one word. But they drop like paragraphs to us in response to each question. And I think it's so rare women are asked for their opinion or asked like a deep question, and it helps them think. And I think that they realize that we truly see them as a business and we will respond to what they say. I mean, not like personal emails, but like in the way we show up as a business, we're going to meet you where you are. And so for us, for the women that follow along with us, it's fear. Absolutely. And they can call it different things, but it boils down to fear. And I think that the two biggest fears I hear is like fear of what other people will think, and then the fear of that they're just not going to be up for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah.
So how would you counsel women to get past those fears? What would you say?
Yeah. My friend Britt, she walked me through this years ago when I was asking her a question about her personal life and some choices she had made. And she said, I looked in the mirror one day And I was so scared at what I knew I needed to do next. And hers was a family thing. And mm-hmm. she said, I looked at myself and I was like, this is hard. Where I am is really hard. It's weighing down on me. I'm stressed a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm living all these secrets. It's like very hard to be me.
Right.
But over here, that's going to be hard. If I do what I know I need to do, that is going to be hard. And I'm scared of that. I'm scared. Like there's so much fear associated with this. How will this person respond? What will my future look like? Like blah, 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 blah. And she goes, I realized I was just looking at two types of hard. This is hard, but this hard over here leads to something like freedom or whatever it is in your own scenario. And I realized that we do not give ourselves credit as women for living through this hard, the current hard.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck in the job you hate, cluttered home, you name yours, whatever it is. We each probably have 5 to 10, right? That we could like rattle off, right? We do not give ourselves credit for how we are living through this hard because we've just gotten used to it. I call it the hamster wheel of lacklusterness. We're just like along, not even realizing we're like walking, 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 walking in that wheel. Monotonous, but it's hard.
Mm-hmm. So
because we don't give ourselves credit for this hard, we don't think we're up for this hard. But we are. We are. We're women. We can survive anything.
We are women. I love that.
Traveling around the world has taught me this universal truth about women. We can survive really hard things.
Mm-hmm.
And the promise of this hard is something better. It's freedom. It's excitement. It's seeing that maybe you are going to fail, but at least you tried. It's so much better than staying here and dying wondering. You know, I know that sounds so bad to say, but I feel like sometimes I just need to like shake it up and put things into perspective with people. And I think that has been what COVID has taught a lot of people is they've, you know, lost loved ones or their, you know, business has tanked because of X, Y, or Z. It's putting things into perspective for people about, okay, what matters and how can I get there? How can I like really like anchor into that?
Oh, that, you know what, that is so good. I love that. And I can't wait to kind of use that myself. Because often I'll talk about, you know, you have two competing pains. People have the pain of the clutter, but there's also the pain of actually doing the decluttering. But you're so right. It's like they know how to do this pain, so they have what it takes to get past this pain as well. So I love that. I love that. Now, I'm so excited. I want to show this. I've got a couple more questions for you, but I want to show this. So guys, this is what Em is going to be gifting you, a printable. And I don't know if you could say that. It's probably backwards.
No, it's good. I think it's fine. It says, let whatever you do today be enough. And it's light pink with darker pink writing. But what you can't see through Zoom is that it's like layered writing. So there's white writing behind it. So it actually is like a legit, we had a designer do it. So it's a nice little print that you can download. We sell them in our shop, but we wanted to give you a way just to be able to download that and have that for yourself. Maybe even can set it as your desktop background or your phone background if you want to.
So I want you to tell me, what does that mean to you?
Yeah.
What does this mean? Let whatever you do today be enough.
So if anyone's familiar with the Enneagram, I'm a 3, the achiever. If you're not familiar with the Enneagram, it's a personality test based on what motivates you. What motivates me is what's left to be done. I'll run the race. You tell me the marathon's not done at 26 point whatever it is, and it's 33, I'll keep running. That's all I'm thinking about is what has not been done. I'm the achiever. You give me a checklist, and I will just like plow my way through it. That can be so helpful and great in so many ways. And also, that can be so detrimental in so many ways. Especially when two things. One, when you're railing through the checklist, you can get really tired really quickly. Yep. And the second, but more important thing is what's on that checklist. So I've realized in life that I can get a ton of things done. You give me a checklist, I can write a million things, I can put all the low-hanging fruit on there, and I will just boom, 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 boom. But I came across this, it was a painting that I found. I don't even remember who gave it to me or where I got it. I got it years ago and it sat in my closet. And it was one decluttering day and I found it and I was like, I haven't seen that in years. That really speaks to me in this season, because it was a season of shifting into, okay, yes, Emily, you can do a million things, but what are the important things? And so it shifted from like 200 checklists to like maybe just 3 or 4 for the day, but having them be very intentional. And knowing that I'm not the world's savior, I'm not. And I had this false narrative that like everything was up to me and that I was a failure and I'd be failing my team or other entrepreneurs or whoever, my Instagram followers, if I didn't do X, Y, and Z every single day exactly right.
Right.
And that's a terrible way to look at the world, because one, you're not giving anyone else credit for the gifts they bring to the table, but also it is putting you in a position to just fail.
Right.
And get all that mental clutter, right? If you want to use your terms, Leanne, that mental clutter of just getting down on yourself and having those false narratives take up residence in your head of, I haven't done enough, which turns into like, I am not enough. Right. So that to me is just a reminder to do the intentional things, to like take down that checklist to just the small set of intentional things and know that that is enough. That is enough. And surely, Leanne asked for free gift. I was like, well, in the times of COVID, I think this would be appropriate, because this has impact on us. All this clutter, mm-hmm. the mental clutter, it's heavy. You know, we know people that are dying. It's hard to watch from all facets. Our nation's never been more divided. I mean, maybe it has in before I was born, but in my lifetime, I'm like, gosh, people are just really unhappy with each other. And I think we're all misunderstanding each other. And that's heavy. Right? Mm-hmm. So I can't get to everything I could have pre-coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I got other things like work. I've got to digest in here, you know?
Right.
So that is my kind of offering to you guys. Let whatever you do today be enough.
I love that. I'm so excited about it. Like I said, I already put it in a frame, so I'm ready to put it up. Now, one last question that I have for you. What tips would you give us to help us free our time and reclaim our energy?
Ooh, okay. Anytime you talk about time, I'm like, let me go into a long thing about time management, but we don't have time for that. So what I'm going to say is, one of the most powerful things I've done over the past few years is, well, I've been going to therapy for 10 plus years, but I've worked with my therapist on my inner monologue. And so I think this is a lot of the work that you do too, Leanne, talking mm-hmm. about that mental clutter. And because I think I started this interview this way, but until you can get like mentally free, you can't really like show up the way you want to show up in the world. And so I had all these like false narratives that have taken up residence in my life. I shared some earlier, you haven't done enough, I'm not enough. But even things about my capabilities of like, you'll never be blah, 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 because she's a better speaker. Or if I only had the financial resources that he had, then I could dot, dot, dot. Or, mm-hmm. you know, that's not the season for that. I don't have enough energy to do that, or whatever it was. And those were all so false. Like when I faced them, some of the realities were true, but there could be like a comma, but dot, 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 I can still do X, Y, or Z. And right. so when I think about like what I truly want for women is I want them to get like their like heads, hearts, souls free and mm-hmm. like able to show up fully alive. Like you asked me like about your space. I was like, it's a space you can feel alive in. And I want like our bodies to be like bodies we can feel alive in. And so I'd say do the work, commit to the work. And I know that that's some of the work you do with women, Leanne. I've been journeying with a therapist. I've got a lot of like layers in my origin story and some things that have happened to me over the years. So that's been super helpful. And I've noticed like that snowball effect as I've gotten like mentally free, like how that's helped in my physical space, my business, and how I show up in the world in a really big way, which I'm really grateful for. And again, is like my hope for all women.
I love that. Well, you know, one thing that just came to mind when you were saying that, I think sometimes when we have these stories that we tell ourselves that stop us, it brings down our energy so much to be thinking those things about ourselves. And, you know, we spend so much time in a loop about these selves. So like decluttering those things, decluttering those stories, decluttering that, those subconscious loops that we go through, right? That right there, like you said, it can just help really hugely impact our energy and our time.
So true.
Yeah. So do you have any final thoughts for the audience today?
Final thought. Okay. I'm getting feedback. Maybe I'll turn this down. Maybe that helps. I mean, final thought is you're not alone. You're not alone in the crazy thoughts you have in your head. You're not alone in feeling like you're a quasi hoarder in your house. You're not alone in feeling like you're never going to get to all those things you want to do while you're still breathing on this earth. You are not alone. You aren't. And I think it's important for like women to talk about the behind the scenes and what they struggle with and the joys as well and what they're celebrating. And so I really try to do that in every way on Instagram. On my weekly emails, I send out through the Flourish Market on Fridays. So basically this is an invite for you to come and hang out with me online. I'd love to see you there. We don't have anything we're launching or anything special like that. I just like want to hang out with you. So on Instagram, you can find me at Emily Gray Co, EmilyGreyCo. Everything is in there from Linktree. So you can get to the Flourish Market that way. You can get to my website, Emily Gray Co, that way. And from there, if you can think of any other way that I can help you, you need a speaker for a virtual summit that's not awkward, who's done 50 plus virtual events in the last few months, I'm there for you. If you're looking for a business coach, it's full, but if you tell me you heard about me through Leanne, maybe we can figure out something, because I'd love to work with you. Any friend of Leanne's is a friend of mine. And if you're looking for gifts, you're looking to be more intentional with your money. I think people going through coronavirus have seen, like, at least in our city, everyone's helping out the restaurants, ordering takeout and doing those things. We would love to help you use your purchasing power for good and vote with your dollars on the type of world you want to live in. So that's at theflourishmarket.com. That was a lot. Again, if you follow me on Instagram, you can get to everything that way. But thank you.
So we'll absolutely, I will put the link to your Instagram and also to the Flourish Market down there. I mean, I think it's like, it is so worth it to, she has these Friday emails that are just like the best things ever. So it's worth it to be on her mailing list just to get those Friday emails. And I will also put a link down there to this fabulous thing. We all need to download this and look at it and remember it daily. I've so enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I know that everybody listening to this is just going to get as much out of it as I did in talking with you. So thank you
for holding this space and doing this series. You're going to change a lot of women's lives, and we're grateful.
Thank you so much. All right, listeners, I am so excited that you are here with me today. Join me tomorrow for another great Ace Your Space interview. See you later. Bye-bye.